T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, we've already seen Prince Harry on a double-decker bus in L.A. with James Corden, and now Oprah gets a turn. Matt Rausch of TV Guide magazine joins us with the latest.
Yeah, you keep making news. It's been a year since Meghan and Harry decided to divorce themselves from the royal family, but they keep making news, and there's endless fascination with them. And so, on Sunday, following 60 Minutes on CBS, we're going to get the kind of interview like you used to see Barbara Walters get, you know, the huge, huge newsmaker interview that they put into prime time. And CBS has expanded it from what was going to be a 90-minute special to a two-hour special. So the queen of talk is really going to talk. She's really going to talk to Meghan and Harry for quite a while, and I'm sure you know, the news columns will be filled with this and the fascination on both sides of the pond about this. But the queen of talk dealing with the two lapsed royals, that is, you know, just big television. So that is going to be the big event of this weekend that everybody will be talking about.
I wonder, once this pandemic is over, if people will ever go back to the movie theater, Matt, because we're all so used to watching everything on our streaming services now, because we have Coming to America, Coming number two, America. We have Raya and the Last Dragon coming to Disney Plus. I mean, this is good stuff to just sit at home and watch.
Yeah, and all last month, all through February, there was like a movie a week, and many of them were up for Golden Globes and will probably be Oscar nominees, and they were premiering on either Hulu or Amazon or Netflix. And so, the idea that you're being able to see major, major movies, and of course HBO Max all year is doing it, and so at the end of this month, you're going to get Godzilla versus Kong, and you don't even have to go to the movie theater and see that.
I cannot wait for that.
Me
that looks
too.
So good.
Me too. I know how ridiculous is this. But yes, it is a very interesting trend here that we have been seeing these major movies get purchased by these streaming services in a very competitive market because they know that people weren't going out to see the movies. Now that they are reopening movie theaters with limited audiences, it is unclear whether this trend will continue, because it used to be that the movie theaters, they would not book a movie if the window for streaming or any other kind of distribution was going to be too soon. So now the entire model has been disrupted. But this weekend, we're going to get the sequel to the Eddie Murphy Arsenio Hall film, Coming to America. As you said, Coming numeral two, America, is the sequel on Amazon Prime. And then Disney Plus is making its big animated film, Raya and the Last Dragon, with a major, major cast of Asian American actors doing the voices here. And this film will be in some movie theaters, but you can also watch it by having a streaming premium put onto your Disney Plus. You have to pay $30 for it, but then again, think what it cost if you took the whole family to go see the movie on the big screen. So that they did that a little while back with the live action Mulan. So this idea that they are making these movies available to you, that you do not have to leave the house to see them. And there used to be a big window between premiere and pay-per-view. Yeah, all bets are off. But for now, we're still getting big movies on the small screen, and a lot of people like that.
Matt Rausch of TV Guide magazine joining us on Total Information AM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.